Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The new law takes effect in the new year, but not everyone is on board with bail reform in New York.
The Staten Island DA and acting Queens DA say bail reforms were needed so that people aren't locked up just because they're poor, but that judges should still be able to consider public safety in determining whether a person is released because they face a charge considered nonviolent. Staten Island DA Michael McMahon says crime victims will lose trust in the system.
And we are very concerned that it would sort of take away the incentive for cooperating with us because they would say, you know what, I've suffered enough.
Queens acting DA John Ryan accuses Albany lawmakers of not considering victims or law enforcement.
I know, but I will not name members of the legislature that voted for this and did not know what they voted for and came and asked those questions afterwards.
A public defenders group didn't name names either, but said law enforcement officials criticizing the reforms are spreading baseless fear. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at the district attorney's office on Staten Island.